Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with two separate editions of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, you've been to some MMA events. You were down there when you saw that good-looking chick, Ronda Rousey. Did you see her last fight?
No, I didn't get to see her last fight. I was actually in Tahoe training with no TV, so I didn't get to see her. I didn't get to see her fight, but man, I know she can go.
Robert Guerrero is our guest, folks. He didn't get to see Ronda Rousey nearly. The girl came to fight Sarah Coffin, and she stopped the girl in like 54 seconds with this submission hold, and she can get to submission hold on you just about anywhere. That's why when I was standing with her in San Jose in the back, I said to myself, well, standing up, I think I'd do fine with her. But if she got me on the ground, I might be in some trouble.
Yeah, when you look at her, you can tell she's built well. She's built strong, and I mean, she can go.
Unlike Chris Cyborg Santos, who she's going to fight in 2013, and which will be the biggest fight in MMA history as far as the women are concerned, and if it gets on Fox TV, but it won't, they're going to put it on pay-per-view. If it were to get on Fox TV, it would draw record numbers of women. But the bottom line is, Cyborg Santos on a steroid suspension right now. Ronda said on the show, Robert, she said that Cyborg could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. She don't care as long as she weighs 135 pounds. Yeah, you're laughing, but I was like a little stunned hearing the chick say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can tell she's a fighter.
Yeah, she is the. You know what? I was watching. We're talking about Ronda Rousey, folks. Of course, she's now on Sports Illustrated on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. Everybody's making big deals about that. But Pedro told you about her a long time ago. I told you about 2 years ago that this chick had the ability. She could talk the talk. She could walk the walk. I said, we'll see what happens when she gets in the fight. So she started fighting decent girls, and she's improved. The longest anybody's lasted was Miesha Tate, and she lasted 4 minutes and change, and she was stopped in the first round with another submission move. Okay, off the subject of MMA, now back to boxing. When I look at Berto, I look at a guy that's going to try to throw punches in bunches. Is that the way you see it?
No. Watching film on Berto, he comes out throwing punches and bunches, and then he pulls back a lot, and he tries to resort to counter punching. So he's more of a counter puncher. Likes to catch you coming in. He likes to blast you with a shot. So he's that type of fighter where he would try to bark a lot. The first couple rounds, and then he really pulls back. And I think that has to do with, going into deep water. I think he starts thinking, man, okay, if I can't get this guy out the first couple rounds, I have to take him into deep water, so I better save all my energy for the later rounds. So, I've been seeing that in every fight, he's been in. And, he's not that type of fighter that comes with those punches and bunches.
So you're trying to tell me he's a sprinter? He's an out front type of guy?
Yeah, he's a sprinter, and then, he dies.
You know, I got to tell you this. I'm a little saddened by BoxRec.com. I mean, I give them all kinds of props because they give us clear boxing records online. You give them to you for free. You don't have to join any memberships or anything like that. And they've got you rated number 3. They've got guys like Chad Dawson, Juan Manuel Marquez who wouldn't fight you. I mean, he just ran from me. I mean, he should have been ashamed for that. He should have been ashamed. I mean, he should have. I mean, he really did. How long did he duck you? For a year and a half?
He's ducked me all the way since featherweight. So pretty much, I think about 8-9 years.
Okay. All right. Now he's going to take on Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of Juan Manuel Marquez, for the fourth time, is there any chance of him finally winning a fight here? He's going to fight him again in Vegas. I don't, is there any chance of Marquez winning? I mean, I thought he won the last fight, and I probably thought he probably won the fight, the second fight as well. But, he's probably not going to get the benefit of a doubt in Las Vegas. Ask Manny Pacquiao with Tim Bradley. But talk to me. Marquez and Pacquiao, how do you see that?
I see Marquez, he's always determined to win. And he's made it his goal, as you've seen, it's the fourth fight now, and he's made it his goal to pull off a win over Pacquiao. So I think he could do it. You know, seeing Pacquiao in his last fight, you know, his last couple fights, he looks like he's fighting, but, like, he don't have that fire like he used to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he could pull the upset off, so see what happens.
31-1 is Robert Guerrero. Of course, he is the WBC 147 pound champion. 31-1, right? 18 KOs.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Well, that's according.
But I'm tired of that fight already, man. Doesn't everybody want to see somebody like Robert Guerrero fighting those guys?
Well, yeah, but you know, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I questioned the way you were promoting yourself last year and a half. I mean, you were going out there basically, you know, riding up to guys' houses and spray painting, you know, I want to fight you on the front side of their house and things like that. I mean, you were really getting blunt, direct, going straight for it. I mean, you were telling these guys, you know, let's do it. Let's do this. And nobody's really stepped up. And Berto is coming back off these steroid accusations. So I guess he's sort of in a tough spot and has to take a tough fight here. What do you think of that steroid thing? How'd that go?
Well, we're actually doing the USADA drug testing right now.
The random drug testing?
Yeah. So, I just had a test on Monday. I think it's great. You know, cleans the sport up, keeps everything clean, and you know, we really push for that. You know, especially he tested positive for that one time, and you know, got to keep everybody in check and keep the playing field honest and everybody on an equal playing field. So I think it's good, and you know, I'm happy that you know, we pushed for that, and we got it all said and done, and you know, it's going to be clean. So I doubt he's going to test positive this time. I mean, I think if he tests positive this time, he just don't want to fight me.
Okay.
And he you know, it'll tarnish his career for good.
Robert Girls, I guess. Robert, I was at the WBO convention about 10 days ago in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Francisco Valcarcel Paco, the president of the WBO, I asked him about 15-round fights. He said he didn't think so. He said they were too brutal. And then I asked him about drug testing. He said the WBO is currently putting together some type of drug testing format to where they're gonna randomly test their contenders as well as their champions. How do you feel about the sanctioning body taking that initiative?
I think it's great. I think it's great, you know, because it makes everybody think twice if they're going to do anything.
And you know what? Here's what's up, Robert. I remember one of my producers, my writers at ringtalk.com, Kevin Perry, the webmaster, he said that he didn't think steroids gave anybody any advantage, and then in track, because he used to run track. And then I brought up Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis in the 88 Olympics, where Johnson was caught taking steroids, admitted it later, years later. Okay, he had his gold medals taken away, things like that. But, you know, I mean, steroids, it helps you train harder, helps you recover harder, and if you're hurt, it makes you heal even faster. So there's unbelievable advantages with steroids in my mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's the type of steroids that some of these guys are taking, too. You know, he must have not have got the right ones where they didn't help him out.
So. No. He won. He won the gold medal, and then they took it away from him. He won the gold medal in 100 meters by 3 or 4 yards, which is unheard of. But, I mean, he was gone. I mean, he was just gone. But he tested positive, and they had been talking about him, you know, taking stuff for years and years and years. The 84 Olympics, okay, we thought for sure that, you know, the entire world thought for sure that Ben Johnson was on some type of performance-enhancing drugs, and he got caught in 88. So he wasn't that slick. But the bottom line is he might have been. People are now pointing at I saw an ESPN special on this about a week ago. They're talking about him possibly being framed there. In other words, he had been taking steroids, but that his doctor intentionally gave him steroids past the cutoff date or something like that, knowing he would get caught. It was some type of a vengeful thing, some sick thing. It was on ESPN or CNN headline news, one or the other. But it was a fantastic special. If you get a chance to see that, check it out. Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis. Now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, okay? This is a training where, like, what, 20 days away, less than 20 days away, 17 days away, something like that. I mean, yep. Where are you at in training now? I mean, where do you how do you feel?
I feel great right now. Man, I feel in great shape. Right now, it's we're at the point where we're just working on timing, speed, staying sharp. Letting all my muscles heal up. All the grinding work's already all done. All the hard work, just sparring, staying sharp, making sure the diet's right, and we're just tightening everything up and all the final touches. So if you ain't in shape by now, you ain't gonna be in shape for the fight. So I'm ready to go as we speak right now.
Okay, last question for Robert the Ghost Guerrero. When you go to sleep at night and you wake up, and I used to do this all the time. I used to dream about my fights. Do you dream about your fights, Robert?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I dream about fights where, when I wake up, it actually feels like that dream, like I was really there. So
those dreams are intense. People don't realize it, man. You wake up like you almost like you're out of breath.
You know, it's funny you say that. Sometimes I wake up at home all full of sweat, and my wife's like, "Why are you sweating so much?" I'm like, "Oh, I was dreaming about a fight."
All right, so Casey's doing well.
Yeah, she's doing great.
That's good, man. Listen, I want to wish you the best. I'll be down there November 24th if I have to drive down, but I will. And I look forward to seeing you, and God bless you, and God bless the family. And good luck November 24th with Andre Berto, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Pedro. God bless you, too. And I'll tell Casey you said hello.
Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks, the WBC welterweight champion, defending that title on November 24th in Ontario, California, against the once-beaten former champion, Andre Berto. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.